Here's the reason why I changed my consulting calls from free to paid. Just because you are paying for my time. I've experienced a few calls where I'm basically, in a way, giving you your social media strategy and all of a sudden you go ghost. I have no more time to sit here and try to come up with a marketing plan for you. You tell me your best interest. I tell you what I could do for you. And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, I'm going to go do it myself or find somebody cheaper. Like, honestly, that's disrespectful in terms of you and my time. So I have changed my consulting calls from free to paid just so I can weed out. So if you're a business owner as well, I recommend doing this so that you can weed out people that are just like in the business of wasting your time, because not a lot of people are serious about their own marketing strategy. So if you want to find somebody that's serious and is willing to pay for your time, most likely you're going to end up with a client that you can actually onboard for a long term, or even just onboard in general. Like, you know, when you have all these free calls, people are just like unsure. They're still trying to figure things out. So make sure that you charge for your time, because time is money. And I know that I've had so many calls where I'm setting out decent amounts of my day and the person might miss the call, or just all of a sudden it's more so like wasted time. So again, I'm not in the business of wasted time. Let's make sure that we respect both of each each other's time. So again, if you're a business owner and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm having all these consulting calls but it's not converting, think about changing up the layout of, you know, how you let people book your time.